struck with an incorrect sword. It protects you, it protects us, lives with us. It's got a final destination, which is something to live for, something to live by, to walk, looking in, like in Titus 2:13. How do I live? You live looking. Looking for what? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He's so rich and wonderful. Amen. Wow. It's nice to live like that. Live looking, folks. How do you walk? How do you live? Look. But what if you can't see? What if you're blind? Well, it's a new man. It's a new man that can see. It's the new man that this is speaking to. Because he can understand it. The new man. Remember, the inner man. That's Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, dwelling in you. Praise the wonderful Lord. Praise be unto him for his master plan, for his wisdom, and for his great love. Hallelujah. I'll say that because it means praise the Lord. And that praise is in you. And you, if you didn't have Christ in you, you couldn't praise God. You couldn't go to Psalm 150, which I'm asking you to do now. Psalm 150. If I can find it. They say it's right smack in the middle of the Bible. And I need the Lord's bit. And that's why I don't have the famous companion Bible that I still love. Love to have. Psalm 150.
When you use it?
I've got 12. I've already got two of them.
Oh, you want to use them now?
No.
Oh, okay.
The print is too small, man.
Okay.
I have a giant print here.
Oh.
But it's contained, and it's got the white God in there. It's not in Greek either. Okay, Psalm 150. Can you start me off there, Forrest? Forrest, asked Forrest to read for me. And I'm going to ask him to start this one. And if you would, Forrest, emphasize with emphasis when you come to the word praise. Okay? Praise God. And let me get there with you because I want to be with you. Okay. Go, Forrest.
The whole Psalm 150?
Just, we'll share. You take one, I'll take two. And then whoever raises their hand wants to go with three. Whatever. This is just practice.
All right. Praise ye the Lord.
Emphasize the praise. Praise God in His sanctuary. His sanctuary. Sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Verse 2.
I'll take it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness.
Thank you. That's good. Praise Him for His mighty acts, He said.
That's right.
Who wants to?
I'll get three. Praise Him. With the sound of the trumpet.
Amen.
Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp.
Amen. Verse 4. Anybody? Go ahead, Tony.
Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs.
Praise Him. Verse 5. Anybody?
I'll take 5.
Go ahead.
Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding.
Okay, verse 6, which will be the last one.
I'll take it.
Okay, go
with everything that hath breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, the very last line. Everybody that volunteered to say a praise, let's all of us praise Him together. The very last one.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, When I first got saved, and I think about it, I just feel like crying. But I'm going to be really strong now and not cry. And if that's possible, it is. That song right there, they invited me to speak. I had something that the newcomers were kind of missing, and they said, "What would we call Eddie to help us?" And they preserved this one little Mexican in the corner of the valley at San Francisco Street in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the owner's name was Henry Garcia. He said, "Eddie, are you coming? Call me. I've got the place already booked." And most of the guys are here. We don't have anybody who can help us. And you want me to help you? I just received the Lord last week as my Lord and Savior. And all you guys who don't know about the Lord and Savior that we're talking about, you should receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And today, I'm an old pro who doesn't need to be afraid. And, hey, you need the same zeal, folks. I need it. Not you. You've got it already. I can see it in the new man. I see it in Forrest. God bless you, Forrest, Ronnie, Mike, all of you guys. All of you. We love Jesus Christ. All of you who are here, the ladies. Praise God. I love that praising those songs are just beautiful. Holy, holy, holy. Merciful and mighty.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can't find the words good enough. Mike, he said it, buddy.
Amen.
Isn't it nice to get together and loosen up in the Lord?
Yeah.
Mike walks in, kind of, you know how silly he gets sometimes.
What?
He walks in and says, "Hey, you pardon me, sir. Pardon me. Is this some kind of religious thing going on here?" Oh, welcome. Yes, it is. Come on, Mike. He was just kidding.
Yeah.
But it's rich, folks. It's really, really rich. So rich. We're rich. You're rich. And I'm going to live looking with you for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior in heaven. I hope that we can all live looking just like it says in the scripture. You know that that's an imperative? That's a commandment. It's a lovely, lovely command. Not commandment, it's a command. And it's a lovely command because it's imperative. It's an imperative statement. Live looking for the blessed hope. Our brother Paul, one of his precious imperatives that he knows what to do. You look for imperatives in the scripture, especially in the commandment, which is the whole from Genesis, not Genesis, I'm sorry, from Ephesians all the way down to Philemon. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. That's what we're talking about when the Lord called Paul and gave him his ministry. It's like taking his hand and putting his hand on Paul, and he says, "Paul, I hereby give you a ministry." And Forrest, could you read that for me on the book of Acts, chapter 26, from 15? I forgot. What did I tell you?
15 to 18.
Okay, please do that.
Sure. Acts 26, starting at verse 15. And I said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Amen. Thank you, Forrest. That's very, very long, very, very sharp and clear. Thank you so much. That's terrific. When the Lord called Paul, he called him when he was on his way to Damascus. In the Hebrew tongue, he says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And old Saul, with all of his documents and orders and whatever they were, authority to kill more Christians, he fell down. And he saw this light, brighter than the sun.
Yes.
I don't know how many times, infinite times brighter than the sun. That was something to blind somebody. I mean, and he did go blind. I mean, it blinded him. And he said, is that you, Lord? No, he said, is it you, Lord? And that's all you need to do, is call him Lord. We go a little further than that. Now, we're veterans almost. Lord and Master and King, King and Lord. God Himself in the flesh came here to save us, just like Mike said. It's true, it's true, it's true, it's beautiful, it's nice to know Jesus Christ. And everybody that's in here knows Him or wants to know Him better. And that's what we're doing here by men like Mike, men like Bagby, Paul Bagby, and Ronnie. Everybody who has had a conference like this, if I had one in Florida, you'd have to travel clear across the nation down there to visit us. That'd be nice. Very nice. And if I had the money and the transportation in my own plane, like Copeland, that preacher, you know, the charismatic guy who's praising tongues. He's got a lot of money. But you know what? We don't need that money. You can pray for me from where you are. Please do. Please do. He can hear. He can hear anywhere you're at in the nation and the world.
Amen.
When you're praying for another saint. Saint. Hello, saints. Praise the Lord. It's nice to be a saint. It's nice to be a hagios. Oh, boy. That's really nice. But, folks, I'm going to change the subject just a little bit. It's gonna get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And better and better and better. This is our dispensation. Your dispensation and mine. This dispensation was given to you by the dispenser. The dispenser who is Jesus Christ Himself, God Almighty. He's the dispenser. He also gave us a stewardship. So what does oikonomia mean? Oikonomia means dispensation, and it also means stewardship. The dispensation is who gave you this dispensation, and the stewardship is the job we've got to do, like Forrest told us in the book of Acts, to get away from the people and to tell them, and to get away and tell the Gentiles, give them this message. So that we can have, right now the Jews, they're not Jews, they're Gentiles today. So actually this message is for all the Gentiles. And the beautiful plan tells me, I heard this in Florida on the radio. They're making big announcements. This announcement is to let you folks know how big Israel is. Israel is about the size of New Jersey. Oh, man. And then one of the guys, yeah, don't forget that that one of the back alleys of Fort Worth, Texas, or in Dallas, is bigger than Israel. Okay. Now, how many communist troops can you put inside of that New Jersey? How many other Chinese enemies of Israel can fit in that little space? How many other from these huge nations who hate Israel, how many can you place in the little city of New Jersey? How many? New Jersey isn't big enough for all those troops with guns and tanks and airplanes. They would sink New Jersey down into the Atlantic. Isn't that true? That would happen. That would happen. And that's what they think they can do to Israel. I'm so glad that we live in a nation that still loves Israel. 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 I'll never stop loving Israel. That's where Christ was born. That's where he was crucified for me. Yeah. That's where he left his blood. That's all they left of Jesus. There is blood still seeping down the ground that has today cleansing action power. Amen. It's still there. It still has cleansing power. And you know what? I want to celebrate today. I want to celebrate the forgiveness of sins by that blood that was shed for me.
Amen.
Yeah. You're baptized with that blood. Yeah, that's right. All you that believe, that happened to you. That's right. Okay. And that's the job of the steward. You are in the Greek, oikonomos, is to tell people what's going on in the world between God and organized religions. Organized religions are not, and I will repeat that, not in tune with a new man. They're not in tune with you, dear people, dear loved ones, friends, brothers, sisters, that they are not for you. We're for them, yes. And we know them. You that are cleansed by that blood, I was saying, he did what Isaiah said to the Lord to make you white and clean. White and clean. You are white and clean. Isn't that great? Great. Beautiful. That's a new man talking. The new man is talking when he gets up here and speaks to you folks. That's the new man speaking. Mr. or Mrs. Oikonomos. That's what makes you a steward. The Oikonomos. Part of the Oikonomia. Who gave us this dispensation from the dispenser. So that you can have the power to walk worthy of your calling. So that you can walk up and live looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. The epiphanion. That's the appearing. That's the appearing that Paul said. That he has fought the good fight. He has kept the faith that Jesus gave him as a ministry. To free him from the people. And to go to the Gentiles. And there's a lot of Gentiles coming in. You were a Gentile. You know you're not a Gentile anymore. No siree. There is neither Jew nor Gentile in the church.
Amen.
And the ecclesia. The ecclesia is the called out church. You see the ek there for meaning called out. You have been called out of the world and into the kingdom of his dear son. The ecclesia, the out. Out of there. You're out of there and you're in here in the church now. And pretty soon there's going to be another ek. It's going to be an ekanastasis. That ekanastasis is the out-resurrection, where there is no tribulation period that they argue about. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen here. There's another coming of the Lord going to happen over here. Another coming of the Lord happened over there. No, you're not concerned about that. All you're concerned about is to live looking for that blessed hope. Now I'm going to tell you something about hope. That blessed hope is what is called an existing certainty. Why do I know and how do I know? Because that's the Greek definition of elpizo. Hope. Isn't that neat? That's what I like about the Koine Greek. Why Koine Greek? Because it is more than lovely. Which reminds me of another word, and this one is for you, Judy. Is that your name?
Yeah.
I'm Dorothy. I'm Dorothy. I'm just kidding. Dorothy and Anthony, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Anthony, because that's dignity, and Tony, because he's a friend, and Judy, because he's a friend, and Dorothy, because this is what the word that I was going, especially for you. Well, this is for everybody, but she says, what is the word you want to tell me? It's anexiknias term. My wife can't say it yet, but try it, honey.
That's no good.
I have fun with that. I really have fun. I don't have fun. You know what I do? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the Greek language. And I just don't know enough of it, and I can't get enough of it. I'll get up in the morning, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll stay at the computer because I can enlarge as much as I want to. And I'll go to the Greek text, and the program is called the Logos. Logos. It is not Logos, folks, because it's spelled Lambda Omicron, and the Omicron has the sound of Ah, Logos, Logos. Then Logos, you'd be surprised how many times it appears in the post-tax revelation, or in the revelation. The 7 units of lovely words that Jesus gave to Paul. Logos, it appears there so many times. One of them that really impresses me a lot is the Logos for an open door of this dispensation for me to announce it, like Horace just read a while ago, to the Gentile and anybody who needs to hear it. Yes, sir. Logos. The Logos is the word. The Logos is the word, and is a word of utterance there, and that word of utterance is the administration, or if you want whatever you want to call it, the stewardship, the dispensation, what we're in now. It's a great big old from Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. You get those, and it's one big beautiful boat that you're on. Sailing, walking, looking. Oh, it's a precious place to be. This is our dispensation. My dispensation. Yours. And where anexik neostan comes in, it comes from, if you'll open your Bibles to 25:2 of Proverbs. You'll see it there. And whoever wants to volunteer to read it can. 25:2. Okay, that's it. That's it. Thank you. Who read that? Oh, raise your hand.
Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Somebody else want to read that? Go ahead.
It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter.
Okay, thank you much. Thank you much. Okay, it is the glory of God to anexik niastan, to conceal. what Niyastan comes with a little bit of dessert is to conceal and to reveal a thing. That thing there is the all things that Paul has in this dispensation, in our dispensation. The ministry that Jesus put his hand on Paul and says, I called you, get up, arise. And that arise is something like resurrection, anastasis. But it's just stand up, arise. It sounds like anastasis, but it's not resurrection, it's just arise. And where was I?
25:2.
Yeah, 25:2. Thank you, Tony. That's in Proverbs. You wouldn't think something so beautiful would be in Proverbs. And why not? St. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. St. Solomon, David's brother. Brother? Son. David's brother. Wow. Whatever. <Anyway. laughs> King David. You ever hear of him? You ever hear of Moses? I'll tell you something about Moses. Jesus appeared to Moses at the mountain with a light, but not as bright as the one that Paul got. His was only on a burning bush, but it was a light. Now, the only light that the Lord has now, it's glowing brightly right in this room right now. Right now. It's glowing brightly. You know why? Because each one of you is a luminary. Hello.
Amen.
Hello, luminary. Amen. Hello, light. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, man. This is true, folks. This is true. You're in that ship. You're in there. With Christ in your heart, the master of the universe in your heart, in your mind, in your actions, in your love for your wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. Just like you, Jack. I love my wife. I love that, Jack. That was beautiful. Don't think I wasn't listening. I was. I know you love your wife. And that's good. Mike, I know you love your wife. Ron, hey, wow. You guys have your wives with you? Or those of you who aren't married and will get married when you have a wife? I know you're going to love your wife. If you're a single man here, hey, don't worry, and you're looking, just live looking for the blessed hope. And if you really want to get married, the Lord will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, sure will. There's a lot of nice women out there. Now, I prayed for one just the other day when I came out of the gym, because I got thrown out of the gym for praying in the gym. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Getting kicked out for praying? Wow. Well, there was this young lady. She was crying up the storm. She was getting chewed out by the directress. She was another lady. And the reason she was chewing her out because she didn't lose enough weight. And it was her trainer. And the trainer had just spilled some kind of an acid on her face. She had been watering the lawn with some kind of, I don't know what it was, medicine against the weeds or whatever, fell on her face, and she, her face was so red, and her arms were all red and everything. And I was talking to this young lady who has not lost that weight, and she was crying. So I said, hey, look, why don't we just pray, and then let's put whatever's troubling you at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let's go to the throne of grace, and God will do something for you. Boy, it happened. Here comes the director, the trainer. Oh, man, she was huffing and puffing. Yeah? What are you doing in here? I says, I'm praying. I forgot her name now. I'm praying for this lady. Get out of here and pray outside. You're not supposed to be praying. This is an office. And we rent this place. I said, hey, all right. There's a gazebo out there where this fitness center is, where I go practically every day, but not for long, maybe an hour. Sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour. Anyway, we go to this gazebo out there. Beautiful place, really nice. And I didn't have a Bible. And she didn't either. I said, are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? She says, yes. Well, look, let's pray. Not for what happened and got to another, but let's pray for your weight, that you'll advance better for her and she'll be a much happier trainer. Let's pray for that, okay? So I told the trainer, we're going to go out and pray outside. Can we do that? Oh, you can pray all you want to outside. And I says, and we'll be praying for you. And she said, well, thank you. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. I'm going to tell you, that you're walking with the Lord, see? And that's the way it is. You just walk with the Lord, live looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. What is the glorious appearing? What? Look at Titus 2:15. It's in your own Bible. Titus 2:15. Looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, who wrote that? Paul wrote that. The Apostle Paul. After Jesus appointed him to this task, it was no task for Paul. Hey, he didn't even have a Cadillac or any kind of a car or a plane. He walked on sandals just like this one I've got on. Maybe, I don't know. These are sandals. But no, he didn't have even sandals of a manufacturer at a factory. I don't know what he had, but he walked and walked. He must have been in really good shape. Because he walked and walked and walked. Left for dead many times. But raised up again by our dispenser. Hallelujah. Raised, he has the power to do that. Doesn't he?
Amen.
Yes, he does, boy. Amen. He does. And you know what? He raised us from the dead. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Yes.
With us.
Amen, boy. Yes, sir. His name. Yeah. So anyway, that story that I was telling about the gym. I've got a lot of stories that have been happening there at the gym since we got to Florida. Lots of, I told Mike Costello, this one Greek guy, he says, what do I want to go to your church for? I said, I'm not inviting you to church. I'm inviting you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Well, you got to go to church to do that, don't you? I said, no, you don't. You can do it right here on the spot. You want to do it? He said, no, don't give me any of that. You come to my church, and what church do you go to? This is kind of a real comic. But what church do you go to? I go to the Greek Orthodox. Well, is that a religion? And he said, no, that's not a religion. So then this guy says, he was another guy training there, and he'd been to Greece and everything. You know, he wasn't a Christian. I don't think he was. I'm not going to judge it. He says, yeah, but hey, wait a minute. They're under the Pope. And isn't the Pope Catholic? Yeah, come and take over. Yeah, he is a Catholic. The Pope's a Catholic. I didn't know that. But he is. Catholic. Okay, that's a pretty neat story. There's lots of other stories. Let me finish the one about this Greek guy. He says, I'm not going to go until we get together and learn some more stuff. And I want to know if you know anything. Well, what do you want to know? Ask me anything about the Bible. Anything. Okay, he says, what's going to happen here in a couple of weeks? He was thinking about it, Easter Sunday. It was around Easter time, see. And I thought about that, and I said, Easter Sunday, when he must be talking to us, right? Real quick, he hears from God, the inner man. Praise the Lord. God was forever. And that says, can you give me a clue? Say the word for me. Just say it. Just say it, and I'll tell you what it means. And he said something that sounded like ekanastasis. But it's not. It's modern Greek, see? It's something like that. It's not ekanastasis. And I says, well, I says, you said it wrong. This was a guess. You said it wrong. Well, how am I supposed to say it? You're supposed to say ek anastasis if you want to get complete blessing. Complete blessing with ek anastasis. What does that mean? It means out of resurrection, you don't get no great tribulation, you don't get any kind of a rapture or anything like that. You just wait for what is called the epiphania, and the Lord will come. I mean, that's just the way it is in the Word of God. The second anastasis and the meeting after that odd resurrection, you'll be meeting in the heavens or in the ton panton uranon. Panton ton uranon is in Ephesians 4:10. If you go there and check it out, since you're doing the honors now, Forrest, you can check it out for me. And could you read it, please? This is where I was supposed to read it. But, you know, I'll tell you why I can't read right now. I had an eye operation, and it was a mistake, I thought, at the time. But I don't think, personally, after I thought it over really well, God makes no mistakes. It was just what I had to do. Go ahead.
Ephesians 4:10?
Yes.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
Thank you. That's it. See? Yeah. Huh? 15 also?
15.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks. Okay, he that descended is the same one that ascended up into the Panton Ton Uranon. The heaven above all heavens. That's a serious thing to listen to, hear the Lord speak. Panton, the Omega Nu, is always the strongest of God. Panton, Uranon, Ionon for age. See, those different ones in the Greek. I always go to the Greek for accuracy because that's the inspired language. It was the language of God. When you hear the men here talk about the Word of God and they come up with some, fortunately and blessedly, we've been hearing more Greek than my God prayers have been answered. Are being answered. There's been more Greek since we started, I don't know how many years ago. When we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
We went to Albert Lee.
Yeah.
Mike and I and Diane and
father-in-law.
Yeah, and your father-in-law when I was living. We went and had our first Greek class. It was beautiful. So anyway, Ton, Panton, Uranon. The heaven above all heavens. Rich, rich, rich. Okay, now, the annex, ik niastan, means conceal. And we find here in the one you read, Tony, that the Lord takes glory in concealing. Why would he take glory in concealing? Yes. Why would he take glory in doing that? I keep asking myself that. And the answer is, this is not an answer, because he is going to reveal it sometime. Today, we are going through things that have been concealed for ages. Ages. And we should rejoice because of the things that have been revealed. Mysterion is revealed. Revelation. And the proof on that is just one, and let's give you one, there's a lot of them, is in Colossians 1:26 and 27. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches, what are the riches of the glory of this musteriu, which comes from musterion, of this mysterio. And what's mysterio? And the scripture said, it's Christ in you, the hope, the existing certainty, the elpizo of glory. Doxa. Boy, that's easy to understand. What's you? Isn't it? Isn't it so great to just like you're talking to a brother, just like talking to your daddy? And you said 15 minutes?
Yeah.
10? Okay, I want to, one transparency here on this word here. There's a word there and there's also a form there. By that I mean there's a root word and a form that's used in the Bible in the text, the Greek text. Anybody who thinks they can read it, go ahead and read it. And if you didn't read it, I'll tell you if you did or not. Where? Oh, right here. Anybody? From the top? Anybody else? You're right, Tony.
Kapitos.
Kapitos. That's right. Who said that?
Mike.
Dr. Mike.
Doctor, you're a doctor. Brother.
And hey, you Dr. K.
Dr. K. I'm
working. That's very good. Can you read the rest of it, though? Agapetos is correct.
You want me to read this?
Yeah, read it.
All right. Root word, agapetos. Definition, beloved, esteemed, dear, favorite, worthy of love. Citations, Ephesians 6, 21. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord. Philippians 4:1. So then, brothers of me, beloved, and longed for, and the joy and crown of me, so stand firm in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Colossians 4:7. Tychicus, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, shall declare all my state.
That's it?
Yeah.
Very good. Good job. Anybody?
Eulogetos.
How'd you say that?
Eulogetos.
Okay, that's very good, Tony. Eulogetos, you don't need the you. It's eulogetos. Ooh, that's the diphthong EU, epsilon, usalon. That's the diphthong. And it's eulogetos. Now,
eulogetos.
It's an omicron after the lambda. So it's eulogetos. And the accent is where you speed up the voice. It's an accent. And that's where the mark is, the accent mark. Eulogetos. And if the accent were over here, it would be eulogetos. See? I think you understand that. Okay, now read the rest of it. Can you, Tony?
Blessed, worthy to be praised, used seven times in the New Testament, Ephesians 1:03, eulogetos.
Eulogetos.
Luke 1:68, 2 Corinthians 1:3, Romans 1:25, 2 Corinthians 11:31, Romans 9:25, 1 Peter 1:3.
Okay, now read the rest of it there.
Attributable only to the Father and the blessed Christ, the beloved one.
Son of God's love, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he is eulogetos. Eulogetos, he's worthy to be praised, what we did a while ago on the Psalm 150. He is the only one worthy to be praised. What a job he has done, is doing, and will do from here on and for ages to come. Age after age after age. And he's always concealing and revealing. Concealing and revealing. Hallelujah. whenever I read the scripture, I say, Lord, what are you going to reveal to me? What have you concealed to Father? You know, you can talk to the Lord. You can talk to him. I've talked to him all day long sometimes. No matter what I'm doing. You know, talking to the Lord is praying. Praying. When you pray, you're talking to God. And when we're talking, we're saying the inspired, the theopneustos, which is the God-breathed Word of God, you are actually breathing with God, and we are saying Greek, Koine Greek words that fit. You are talking to God, with God, in language God talk. Fellowship. Fellowship with the Lord. Koinonia. Not oikonomia. Oikonomia is what we're talking about. This is the dispensation by the dispenser. And it's also stewardship for the oikonomos, the steward, which is you. We are the stewards. Let's be good stewards. Let's be fine stewards. Stewards that can smile and give it a true smile. Go to the store and be fair. Be fair with your wife. Love your wife if you're married. Wives, love your husband if you're married. The word married, you are married to Jesus. And this is in Romans 7:4. One more scripture for us, 7:4, and we're going to get ready to have a closing prayer.
Romans 7:4?
Yes, please. Focus on the word Mary.
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the Lord, by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to one another, even to him who is raised from the dead, yes, that we should bring forth fruit unto
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you, Forrest. God bless you, brother. That sounded so good. That sounded so good. It's nice to be married. We're all married that are here in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't realize when I got saved that I would be getting, that I was getting married. I found out soon enough when I heard somebody read that scripture. This has only been maybe close to 40 years. I haven't been saved that long. But it seemed like I just got saved yesterday. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Good to be saved, huh? Good to be in the body of Christ. Good to be known of Christ, and it's good to know Christ. Good to know Him. There's a lot more that we could say, folks, and I know that you'd love to hear it, because there's nothing more pleasant than hearing the good things that God has to offer, like this conference has been good. Good. Agathos, that means good. Conference is good. Getting together in the unity of the Spirit. Getting together in the unity of the faith. Getting together in love and in prayer. In agapetos. Praise the Lord. And now we'll have just a closing prayer.